Welcome to the Homeschool Together podcast. Where one working mom and a stay-at-home dad help you navigate the nuts and bolts of the growing and dynamic world of homeschooling.
With a focus on early learners, like me.
All the ins and outs of building and maintaining your homeschool life.
Homeschool!
Find out tips and tricks to make things like this easier.
I'm reading.
And ultimately, enjoy educating your kids. And what's that last thing?
Have fun together. Did I do good, Daddy?
Yeah, you did, sweetie. Good job. Hello and welcome to Homeschool Together. Thank you for joining us. If you want to find out a way to support the podcast, keep listening, because today we are announcing our new website. We finally put it back together and put it up there. It's been down, unfortunately, for like four months now.
Yeah.
Well, it was longer than planned. As we all know, as homeschooling families, life comes at you fast sometimes.
Life gets in the way.
And we had holidays and then school and a play and sports.
And some sickness.
And sicknesses. And we were just holding on. We were getting podcasts out there, and we were getting YouTube videos up. But there were some things that kind of fell to the wayside.
Yeah.
And we finally got it back together and, you know, strategically placing children with grandparents for a weekend was the way to do that. And so we were finally able to finish the website. And so we had this goal.
Let's go into the background. Our website was just a place for us to have back episodes of the podcast and link to the YouTube channel, and that was kind of it, right? Yeah. We weren't really doing much with that. And one of the things that families had said to us over and over again, joining our Facebook group and contacting us separately through email, which you're always welcome to email us. It's homeschooltogetherpodcast@gmail.com if you have questions or concerns. So they would email us, and the same question kept coming up over and over again, yeah, which was, I need help finding curriculum, mm-hmm, or what do you recommend for this? Or do you have any suggestions for a curriculum that covers this for this grade? And as we know, as secular homeschoolers, that's a really hard thing to find. Yeah. One, there's a very small number of overtly secular curriculums. Mm-hmm. Two, there's another set of curriculums which are secular, but they're not super loud about it. So we really have to like look into that and make sure that they're truly secular. Then there's on the opposite side of the spectrum, there's the really overtly loud religious curriculums. But then there's those sneaky ones that are not overtly religious, and yet they've got religious content in there, which is really hard. It's like all of a sudden you're skip counting in Bible verses and you're like, whoa, that wasn't what I expected. So it's incredibly difficult to find secular only materials. Mm-hmm. And Matt and I, you know, you and I discussed this, and we were, yep, kind of like, man, the countless hours that we have done of research trying to find curriculum that's secular, we were thinking like maybe we could save people that time.
Yeah, save them a little bit of time. And I think that's the biggest thing. And so we put together, you know, we have our general website and there's links to our podcast and the YouTube channel and all that fun stuff. But we now have a curriculum selector guide. And
basically, right, Matt worked really hard on this, y'all. So be kind about the website at first, because he worked really hard on the filters and things. But yeah, the goal is for you to be able to say, I want a math curriculum for second grade and see all the secular options. Mm-hmm. I want history for fourth grade and see all the secular options. So at this point, obviously this is a huge undertaking,
yep,
to get. At this point, our categories, they are not completely comprehensive.
Yeah.
It's something that's a project we're going to be adding to. We've added in the ones that we know are overtly secular. Those were kind of the easy ones to add in right away, and ones we've obviously used and friends of ours have used and that we know are confidently secular. There's other ones that are more quietly secular or that are not overtly religious that we have to do a lot more vetting to, mm-hmm, make sure before we put them on our site that they meet that secular requirement. So, you know, this is going to be a work in progress for us. So
it's kind of it's going to be an ongoing project, this aspect of the website. So the website is going to go back up live, but then there's a section, right, that we're going to constantly be adding more and more and more content. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a wrinkle to that is that we're going to be doing curriculum reviews of these curriculums on our YouTube channel. And so they're going to be linked on the website. So if you find, you know, hypothetically, you find a math curriculum like Right Start Math, and you find it on the selector guide and you go ahead and click on it, we're going to have some details on, you know, what's in the curriculum and everything. And a lot of that information is from the publisher. But then we're also going to link videos if they're available for that we have reviewed and actually done, you know, reviews and given our feedback, given you a walkthrough, showing you lessons and stuff. So it's kind of a two-pronged effort. And actually, most of the effort, and it was kind of funny, we were at dinner tonight, a rare dinner without children. we were out at dinner and we were talking about, like, okay, we've got to put this YouTube thing into action because I think this is where, you know, I think we provide the best value to the community, which is a lot of informational stuff. And, you know, how does the curriculum work and what is a lesson like and what's our feedback on that type of thing?
And that's the key for us. What we're trying to do is put together what we would have wanted when we started, because to our knowledge, there is no place on, there's no site or there's no store or anything where I can go and everything there is just secular. Yeah. And I can see it from lots of different publishers. Sure, you can go to Pandia Press, but you're only going to see their stuff and Real Science Odyssey and things like that. You know, you can go to different individual publishers, but anywhere you go that you want to just buy curriculum, it's going to be a mixed bag.
Yep.
And if you go to YouTube and we watch curriculum reviews, it's oftentimes somebody just saying, hey, I use this curriculum, I like it or I don't like it, and here's why. And we really want to include top-down videos that show what a sample lesson looks like and kind of take you through it a bit more, you know, obviously respecting the publishers, but just saying, like, this is a single lesson and here's what this really looks like, so that you can see if this will fit for your family and you think this will work for your learner. Because a lot of the publishers don't give you know, extensive looks, and even like some workbooks. We're going to do workbooks. We're going to try to we're going to try to be really comprehensive with it and just kind of give you a peek before you decide. Some of these curriculums are quite expensive. And so we want to give you more information than we had when we had to make these decisions.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the big effort. I mean, there's going to be the selector guide on the website.
And it will also have a bulletized review on the page. So if you don't, you can't watch a video right now, or we don't have a video available yet, but we've done a podcast on that. We're going to have a bulletized review there that's, we're hoping, kind of short and concise and gives you, you know, here's the scope and sequence, here's the components, here's the high level points about the curriculum and what our kind of overall review is.
Here's our hot take on it. Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of hot takes.
Lots of hot takes. All hot takes.
So that's what we're hoping to, so you'll be able to go here, you'll be able to select curriculum, see a short review, go listen to a podcast about it, or go watch a short YouTube video, which actually gives a little rundown of the curriculum and shows you a sample lesson. So that's the goal.
It's the ongoing project.
Right. Yeah. To say this is a never-ending project is true. Yeah. This will never end because people are always coming out with new things, which is fantastic.
Which is good, yeah.
So I guess our ask from everybody is kind of twofold. Go to the website.
Yep. Check it out.
Use it. Let us know if something's not working, please.
Yeah.
Be kind. Matt worked really hard on this website, everybody. But, you know, if something's just totally not working, or you try to do a selection and the website just broke or something, please, please email us and let us know that that's not working for you. Additionally, if there's a curriculum that you know and love that's not included, assume it's not included yet, but please send us an email and say, hey, we use XYZ curriculum and we love it and it's completely secular. Please check it out for inclusion in your guide. And we would love to do that.
Yep.
We also plan to add in like an online section. We know there's lots of folks who, there's lots of different online programs and things that aren't like maybe full curriculum, but our classes or resources or things. We're hoping we can expand, and just our goal is, like, could we make a secular resource center that a secular family could go to for all of their needs eventually, and find all that information is our goal. But it's going to be a long process.
I think filling out the catalog will be one project, and then obviously committing to doing the reviews is what we're going to commit to. But that's going to take a longer thing, and you know, because we got to record the videos and edit them and put them up and everything. But, you know, that's kind of the thing we're committing to, is that we want to be kind of that. Hey, here's the curriculums that are available. We know the secular community is one of the smaller sections of homeschoolers, but it's also the fastest growing. Yes, the fastest growing. And so that's, you know, it's important to us, and we want to support, and we want to support that community. And that's really what the goal of the effort is we want to just help people find what they need. And that's always been kind of our mission, which is help people homeschooling, help them secular homeschooling, help them through a lot of the problems that they might have and whatnot, and interview people who know better than us.
Right.
And if we don't know the information, try to interview someone who knows it. And then also interview you guys to share your stories to help other people, you know, look beyond the curtain of homeschooling and say, oh, this is something I can do.
Right. It's all about building that community for us. And this is something that I would just... It would hurt so much to know that there was a secular family that decided not to homeschool because the thought of looking for curriculum was too overwhelming for them. That would just really be upsetting. So our list is certainly not exhaustive at this point. I have a list of curriculum, you guys, a mile long that I need to check into. So if you know of something that's not on our website that's completely secular, please email me. You'll save me a little bit of effort and we'll get it added. We're going to be regularly adding to this website. Our goal eventually is to not just have curriculum and online programs, but to include great secular books. We have so many spine type books that we just absolutely love. Add in our, you know, games that are terrific for game schooling. Eventually, we just want to grow and just provide everybody this resource that they can go to and look. And I know that we struggled a little bit with how to do the filtering and the categories on this I don't know what we're going to call this resource database, or whatever. We struggled with the categories a little bit. We decided to go with grade levels. And I know as homeschoolers, we don't really use grade levels, but that was the easiest way because all of the curriculums kind of tie into
grade level.
What basic, and some of them you'll notice, there's levels of like all about reading and things, which will show up for multiple grade levels because they're like, oh, this is kind of first to second grade, you know, type of thing, some of that. So you'll notice that there's a bit of that, but we tried to take it from the publisher and about what they think. Obviously, you know, your learner may be different. We have a second grader who's very much in second grade reading, but is in fourth grade math. So, I mean, you know, your mileage may vary, but we had to come up with some way that we could give that, you know, could help you find the information you need. And we're going to try to add more categories and more things as we find out about them. So we'd appreciate the community support of using it and keep an eye on our YouTube channel. Adding those videos, like you say, is not like the fastest process, but we are going to start doing that.
We're committed to it.
Yeah. We are absolutely 100% committed to it. We are 370... eight episodes or something into like this that, podcast and we, which I think is amazing. We had to do something big for our 400th.
400,
I mean, it's amazing.
500 seems like a bigger number.
I mean,
but we won't be there for a couple of years.
400 is a pretty big deal too. I think we should celebrate 400 anyways. So, you know,
are you saying we should do a live on location? Homeschool together? Like,
yeah.
We'll invite the five people who live in the area that know we exist.
So, you know, we're just like we committed to do this podcast and we are still committed to continuing with it because we love it and we love this community. We're committing to this too. And it's an extra workload for us. So please give us a little bit of a little bit of leeway as we start off. One other thing to note. While we have a middle elementary school student, right now the database covers elementary school. It doesn't go up into middle school and high school.
Not yet.
We'll get there.
We'll get there.
But we had to start with what we know.
We would like to fill out, like our goal, like we were trying to figure, because it's a big problem. It's a big matrix problem, right? It's like
huge.
You've got subjects, you've got curriculum, you've got math, you got reading, and then you have all the age ranges. And I think for us, and a lot of our listeners tend to be focused on early learners, on those elementary years. And so for us, we're going to try and fill that out as much as we can. And then we'll start moving up into the older grades. But we don't have anyone, but we do have friends and other homeschoolers that we know that are in middle school. And so we'll start to dabble in that area as well.
And once we've covered, we feel like we've really covered elementary school, we have enough selections for all of the grades and the various subjects, then we'll venture beyond. But that's really, to be completely honest, middle school and high school level stuff is not something that we're versed in now. Yeah. It'll be great for us to learn about it. And, you know, that'll help prepare us for our daughters getting older and, you know, mm-hmm. what kind of options are coming forward for them. But I think this will give my hope is eventually this will really give a really good look. And that even curriculum providers and things will be able to look at it and say, oh gosh, there's a real gap. Here, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Where there's nothing on, I don't know, human anatomy or whatever. I'm making something up that, gosh, there's nothing for that. And maybe we can start encouraging those curriculum providers to start filling those holes for
exactly.
us.
Exactly. I think that's a good idea.
So just, you know, in full transparency, some of the links on the website are affiliate. Not all of them, but some of them are. If you need to purchase curriculum and you use it, that helps support the website and support the podcast and the effort that we're doing. So we appreciate that support if that's what you... It doesn't cost you anything, but we want to be totally transparent about that. Mm-hmm. Our first goal is, of course, to provide the resource, but we don't want to mislead anybody too that there's going to be some affiliate links to certain curriculums yeah. or on Amazon and things like that.
So. Guys, Mr. Matt needs to pay for his Taco Time salad bowls once a week.
Well, it's a great way to support the podcast.
It is.
And we're going to try to also, when we know that there are sales coming up, we're going to try to have a sale page there that mm-hmm. we can keep updated. I know I try to post on the Facebook group and I'll continue to try to do that. But sometimes we find out about sales and things and we'll try to put them on the website too, so that when you're looking for something, you'll yeah. be like, oh, and that's on sale right now.
Especially those more expensive programs, if you can save 10 or 15% on those.
It's huge.
It really is a nice thing. So
yeah,
this is a big project. It was a big project to get here, but it's a bigger project going forward. And
yeah,
I think we're kind of like coming to grips with that and everything.
I think we kind of delayed a little bit because we were kind of like, okay, once we do this, once we make this commitment to everyone, we like have to do it. You know, we can't say we're going to go on this new eating plan or whatever and then just fall off the wagon.
Well, we dabbled in the reviews before and
it was
2 years ago. And we're like, man, this is our bread and butter. This is what we need to do.
Well,
and
people really loved them. And I thought it was so helpful the way that you did those reviews. I didn't mm-hmm. do them and they were wonderful. But at the time we didn't have a YouTube studio space set up. And so it was an intense amount of work to set up, to rearrange our whole office to take those videos. Yeah. Now that we have a dedicated studio set up, it makes it a lot easier for us. And mm-hmm. hopefully we can do more of these. So we're going to start cranking through them as quickly as we can. If there's obviously the things on the website will happen faster than the mm-hmm. YouTube videos. If there's a YouTube video that you are dying for, like leave it in the comment on one of the videos or shoot us an email or yep. something. Let us know because we definitely could, you know, change our priorities if that's a curriculum that we happen to have that we've used. If not, we're going to try to burn through the stuff that we already have here. And then we'll start contacting providers and getting review copies of other curriculum to show. So mm-hmm. Yeah, if there's something specific that you're dying to see, you know, let us know and we'll do our best to try to get a hold of it.
Absolutely.
And get it on YouTube for you and show you. And, you know, if at any time this isn't providing what you need or you really need something different,
let us know.
Please let us know. This resource is for you, for mm-hmm. the community. So we hope that this helps and go check out the new websites linked in the show notes. And yeah. Happy browsing for curriculum.
Happy browsing.
Thanks so much for joining us today and making us a part of your homeschool journey. Please engage with us on social media. Join our Homeschool Together podcast group on Facebook and find us at Homeschool Together Podcast on Instagram. We'd love to hear your feedback, questions, and recommendations. Until next time.
Happy homeschooling!